Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we got Philip May, President and CEO of Entergy Louisiana, on the phone, and I know that Deanna Rodriguez will be calling in as well. She is the President and CEO of Entergy New Orleans. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Great to be here with you. I know all our customers are eager to get more information on our efforts to restore power. That effort is underway, but I'm glad to be here today.
And Deanna joins us as well. Deanna, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Philip, we have received word that obviously y'all have started the assessment of the grid, and it looks as though transmission corridors are good. Is that true?
Noel, for the most part, our transmission system fared well. We're aware of, at this point, four substations that serve distribution, so neighborhoods, residential customers, that kind of thing, that are out currently that do not have power as a result of loss of source or no power from the transmission lines. Three of those are in the Terrebonne-Lafourche area, directly impacted by the storm. We're in the process of assessing that. Another one in Ascension Parish, and we're in the process of assessing that. We don't know the extent of damage necessary to put that system back up, but you know, as compared to what we saw with Ida and a massive effect on our transmission system, certainly in a better position today.
And for the listening audience, what that means is that with the number of people that you have, last night you talked about over 6,000. The distribution side is a lot easier to deal with than the challenges of transmission corridor issues, right?
No, that's a great point. And look, when we do our restoration, we start by making sure we have generation up and running and able to produce power. We have to make sure the interstate highways, the transmission system, is capable of delivering that power. And then you get down to the small roads and your neighborhood roads and so forth. That's the distribution system. So the good news is all of our generation is ready to roll. We're in good shape on generation. Our transmission system is in great shape as well, with the exception of that the very hard hit area of Lafourche and Terrebonne. But to your point, our focus will now be on those local streets and roads, the distribution system, and we can focus that team on those restoration of those areas.
I was monitoring numbers this morning. It seems as though y'all have already been able to reestablish power in some areas.
We have, and that's a trend you're going to see for a while. When we go in and start doing assessments, there are some areas that we can have the power put back on. We're over 300,000 this morning. I think we're down to about 270. I haven't seen the number in a bit. It could be a bit lower. We expect those numbers to fluctuate a bit because sometimes we're going to take power out to do some repairs elsewhere. So customers may see their lights come back on and then lose them again for a moment as we do some switching and some reconfiguration, those kinds of things. So we are making progress. We expect to be able to provide more information this afternoon to our customers later today on what we're seeing and how quickly they can expect to get their power on. But yeah, that crew will definitely be focused on getting the repairs back in shape.
But based on the preliminary assessment, both to you and Deanna, nothing that's really, you know, knocking your knees this morning.
That is correct. And what I will tell you is what we anticipated was a significant amount of vegetation outages. Well, we haven't finished our assessment yet. That's turning out to be where we're seeing most of the significant outages. Limbs, trees, and other debris on our lines. Fortunately, we anticipated that because with the drought we had in 23 and with the stress from heat and other things we've seen in our trees and vegetation, those trees are weakened. They're in a state where they just aren't able to withstand wind and rain events like this. And so we upsized our vegetation crews in anticipation of that. And as a result, we believe we'll be able to more quickly address that. And so that is what we're seeing on our system, and we have the crews and the mass necessary to address it.
Deanna Rodriguez joins us as well, President and CEO of Entergy New Orleans. Deanna, would your assessment be pretty much the same as Philip just outlined?
It is very similar. For New Orleans Parish, for Orleans Parish, we have about 50,000 customers who are out. We actually were able to send, you know, we're a much more compact area. We were actually able to send out crews last night or personnel last night to start looking for damage assessments. Although it was difficult with the wind and the rain, they did ride around looking for where they could station people early this morning. So our crews went out early this morning. We're also looking at, we also have another set of linemen that are in our hotels downtown that I know folks are going to see out there and see their trucks. They're from out of town, and they are doing their safety meetings this morning. They have a whole system of protocols that they have to go through, so they'll start moving out and moving their trucks around the city by lunch today. So we're waiting for that to happen. But restoration has already begun. So we've activated about 860 resources on the ground in the New Orleans area, and they're deploying all over the city.
Absolutely. Anything out of the ordinary or anything that surprised you with the storm last evening?
You know,
go ahead,
Philip. Well, I was going to say for us, not really. I did want to take one quick second to say how grateful we are that the storm was not as bad as how it could have been, or as bad as it could have been. And we cannot lose sight of the fact that there's been no loss of life. So we just want to keep our folks safe, and we're going to commit to letting and reminding people know about generator safety. So no, to answer your question, but to make sure that people remain vigilant.
Philip?
Yeah, and so really not a surprise for this storm, but I will say that its continuing trend to the east put increasing amounts of infrastructure and customers in harm's way from that storm. You know, in the beginning of this, we were looking at a path that would have taken it up the Atchafalaya Basin. Not a lot of infrastructure, not a lot of customers, but as it continued to move east, it worked its way towards the densest part of our infrastructure, you know, starting from essentially Morgan City north until you get into along 55 until you get into Mississippi. So, you know, it was a path that is unfortunate because of that continued trend to the east, but it is something that we continue to plan for as we watch the storm. And outsized vegetation crews were setting up a work camp actually in the Thibodaux area so we can have the right resources in the right place to address that. Because a big part of storm restoration is how quickly you can actually get crews at the place where they need to do work. And if they're 3 hours away in a hotel somewhere afar from that, and by the way, sometimes that's a one-hour drive. Post-hurricane, it could be three. Getting them less windshield time, more tool time, that's the objective there.
Philip, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because last night we had a conversation, Tommy Tucker and myself, 10 miles east, 10 miles to the west, disrupts all the preliminary plans that are made, because as you just pointed out, the closer you get to the density, to the population centers, the aftermath of the storm, the picture, the landscape can change dramatically. And where, you know, you're following the best evidence or the best information that you have from the Hurricane Center, National Weather Service, local meteorologists, but just a slight deviation can be huge in the impact of the response.
Absolutely, and we witnessed that again. Look, if you live on the Gulf Coast, and Newell, I know you have just a ton of experience in your current role and your former roles. These things are unpredictable, and even when they nail it, these storms all have different personalities and characters, throw you a few curves here and there. That's why you really have to have the ability to flex and respond to those changes that we saw. And while it was disappointing that that eastward shift created more havoc to more of our customers, we're ready and prepared to address that.
Deanna, final thoughts?
Just thank everyone who's out there. Please be patient with us. Damage assessments are underway. We will have more information on our website. If they need to, always a good reminder, if they need to let us know that their power is out, they can always report it. But if there are downed lines, don't go near them. And it sounds silly to remind people of that, but I know we all get in a hurry, and we just want to make sure everyone stays safe.
Absolutely. Exhibit some patience and some emotional intelligence for sure. Philip May and Deanna Rodriguez, thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for making yourself available to provide this critical and necessary information. We appreciate same.
We appreciate you.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.